This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm speaking with Dirk DePachter, longtime local, entrepreneur, developer, owner, Hotel Columbia, and a local historian. We are taking a walk down memory lane and looking at Telluride when he first got here in the 1970s. Dirk, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
So, before reviewing Telluride's history, let's review some of your own personal history. You were born in Maslius?
Yeah, I was born in Maslius.
Thank you for the correction. A fishing village on the Dutch coast. And I know from prior conversations with you that that village is 16 feet below sea level. So it's just a little ironic that you landed in Telluride, which is 9,000 feet above sea level. Could you give us a thumbnail sketch of the circumstances that brought you here?
Sure. As you said, I was originally from the Netherlands and below sea level, so we got wet feet there regularly. And I thought maybe we'll increase the elevation a little bit. But anyways, I started traveling in the late 1960s and met my wife, Patrice, and we did quite a bit of international travel. We were some of the young and restless, I guess, and Patrice was really into skiing. And after some trips through Europe and Asia, we were some of the old troubadours, I think is what the Rolling Stones called them in Sympathy for the Devil. We ended up in Steamboat Springs in 1971, and there heard about a new ski area starting up, named Telluride, further south. So long story short, we thought, well, we might as well go check that out. So in 1975, after more international travels, we ended up coming to Telluride and falling in love with the place.
Wonderful. So, yes, let's talk about that falling in love. What was your very first impression of Telluride when you and Patrice arrived on the scene that September? Describe what the town looked like and felt like back then.
Well, first, we were just hugely impressed with the mountains. We felt like, after living in Steamboat Springs and actually Park City, that we really were in the mountains now. We were surrounded by mountains, and they were really jagged peaks. So being from a flat country, that was really impressive. The town was sketchy, rustic. I think is a better way, best way to put it. A lot of it was boarded up. There were a bunch of old miners around, and there were quite a few young people. And the young people, because the ski area had started, had politically gotten involved and just taken over the town council and fired the old-time marshal Everett Morrow, who used to walk around Main Street with a six-gun on his hip and trying to scare hippies and longhairs, which is what he considered all of us were. Anybody young was a hippie or a longhair, according to him. And, he tried to kind of like run us out of town. Obviously, that didn't work. He ended up getting ran out of town. So we first came in. It was very difficult to find a place to live. And I remember, we were traveling in an old van, an old Ford van, and we lived in our van for, I think at least 3 weeks after we came here. I found a job working at the Telluride Lodge doing some remodel work, and at the time it was really kind of funny because the only places you could take showers, either poaching them at the Telluride Lodge at the pool and the hot tub area, or go to the bathhouse, and the bathhouse was ran by a local guy, and clothing was discouraged, particularly for females, I believe, is how. But anyways, the bathhouse is kind of still a local legend. We had a lot of fun there, but it was fun. It was a lot of fun. And one of the things that really kind of caught my eye is that how many dogs and cats were running around, loose at the time.
And still.
And still. Well, not as bad. Now we've got prairie dogs.
Yeah, that's true. We have that other pet.
Yeah.
The valley floor pet. Could you set the scene for the winter, in particular the holiday season, Thanksgiving and Christmas? What was that like in a really small, slightly sketchy town?
Yeah. Well, first, what really happened is that most of the people that came here, Patrice and I came here married, but most of the people that came here were singles. And so you ended up with this real segregation between a group of old miners and older families and all these young people that were all of a single generation and pretty much of a single interest. And all of us were poor, so for the holiday seasons, potlucks were usually the thing we did. You know, so everybody would chip in, and you know, we'd organize at the house that somebody had the most room with the most chairs. I mean, or in the biggest table, and we'd end up at a potluck dinner, you know, going on there. One of the stories I'll never forget is a friend of mine was in charge of the turkey, and he was living on Main Street. We were living on Main Street as well. And he cooked the turkey, and then, you know, right before he was going to come over, he went and jumped in the shower to get ready to come over to the party. He had left the turkey out to cool, but the window open. And through the window came a cat and ate about a fistful of turkey out of this turkey, and he was so mad that he knew the cat would be back. So he turned all the lights off, sat down with a double-barrel shotgun, waited for this cat to come back, and literally unloaded on the poor beast.
Oh, I'm not sure I like that story.
But anyways, that was the rough and tumble back in the day in Telluride.
And while we're on the rough and tumble, what was the skiing like back then?
Skiing was great. One of the things that skiing was changing very rapidly at the time, because to have plastic boots back then was a luxury. You know, like most people were still skiing with old leather boots and really tough bindings. And the skiing was fantastic. And, of course, because there were so few people, you know, you could always find something untracked. And that was really, you know, fantastic, except for the drought here. The drought here was, you know, miserable for all of us. We didn't have any work. We ended up, you know, all being extremely poor and buying collectively pitchers of beer at the Roma just to pass the time, because there was no skiing to be done. I think the ski area was only 20 days. There was no snow making or anything. So it could be rough. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that. Now, Hollywood regularly comes to town, you know, these days, you know, certainly for the Telluride Film Festival. Back then, though, I understand Hollywood came to town to make a movie. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, the movie was Butch and Sundance, the early days, and I think it was William Kett and Tom Berenger who starred in that. Funny movie. It was a prequel to the Butch and Sundance that was done by Robert Redford and Paul Newman. The setting was mainly the Telluride area. There's some spectacular shots of Telluride. It was kind of a B-rated movie, ultimately, when it came out. But it was fun. I got a chance to act in it. I'm still a member of SWAG, the Screen Actors Guild, and I regularly still get royalty checks. I had a speaking part in it. And it was a
wow.
We had a great time. I just got a check for $20 the other day.
Well, don't spend it too wildly.
Yeah.
So you alluded a little earlier to what the population was like, but really make that come to life. What was the mix of personalities and professions, and who was doing what?
Yeah, you had, of course, the original Myers. And Eldorado was still open. I actually applied for a job because I couldn't get any carpentry work in one winter, and they didn't want to hire me because my hair was too long. But the you had this group of old miners, and then with the mine closed down in like 77, 78, the population of town dropped to literally 500, 600 people. Mm-hmm. And you had a couple of old mining families, like the Bennetts and families who had been here for a while, the Schulers. And then you had a couple of the older miners that, you know, were just too old to leave, like Whispering Jim and George Kovich and Al Lampke. And they were really colorful characters to get to know. But for the rest of us, all a single generation and mostly single people. And there was very little law enforcement. There was it was a pretty wide open Wild West town. It felt like a campus college.
Okay.
College campus.
Okay. And what were the places that people used to hang? Are any of them still standing?
Sheridan was always popular by some of the older group and the miners and some of the cowboys and so on. Us hippie types usually congregated at the Roma, which, if you remember the Roma, you weren't really there. the old saying goes. But we had a lot of fun there. There were wet T-shirt parties and all kinds of other contests and female arm wrestling contests. And there was all kind of funny entertainment, you know, just to have something to do in the wintertime most of the time. And then more of the professional crowd. Ski Patrol would hang out with the Senate that is no longer there, but that was always a fun place run by the Catsmans. We had a great time there as well.
Right. Great. Well, it sounds a little like Telluride these days is, relatively speaking, tame.
It's civilized.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that. That was a good clarification. Let's look at sort of the town from the point of view of government and business. What were some of the challenges and what were some of the opportunities facing local governments and the business establishment?
Well, I think as the mines started to close, it really became difficult to have enough of a core of both locals living here as well as visitors. I mean, with the population dropping, it was a big challenge. I mean, back in those days, we had Rose's Market that closed at noon on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you didn't get your quart of milk before noon, you were out of luck and would have to potentially drive to Montrose until Monday, because until Monday morning, everything was closed. You know, so that was really difficult there. One of the things that was also interesting is that there was no zoning in the county or in the town, so that process started around the mid-70s. And to kind of avoid a rush to development, an interesting mechanism was created through what was called TRAPAC. Some zoning was allocated to various landowners just to make sure that not everybody tried to start developing immediately and we'd come into a chaotic situation. And, of course, the historic preservation, I think, was handled very well by officials in the town of Telluride because pretty important, to hold the character of the town, I think, in many ways. And so one of the things is to focus on trying to retain a stable community and workforce. Early on, we recognized I was one of the people who was in the first housing authority and, trying to, that kind of like grew into what now we have as deed restricted properties.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Locals live, that really, I think was a good vision, that came out well.
And wonderful.
Those were challenges.
Yeah, yeah. So again, looking over this arc of time to the present, give us a few strong reasons why locals should be very proud of the town as it is today and tourists should want to flock here.
Reason why locals should be really proud of it, is the strength of the community. There are no social stratas in our community, and that is one thing that I really have always appreciated. You can talk to anybody. You can talk to any artist, somebody shoveling a sidewalk, the CEO of the ski company, anybody you can is approachable, and that because it's so small, so close knit, and that's one thing that I think new locals that come really recognize it very quickly how they can be part of this community very easily.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then, like older locals appreciate it because we can let our kids run free. And it's really, it's a very safe environment. And one of the great things for all of us, of course, is the accessibility to the natural environment. I mean, you can be on the ski hill in 5 minutes. You can be on the trail in 5 minutes. You can really access anything extremely easily, and that is what I believe brings our visitors here. It is a real town. It is safe. You don't need a car. The kids can run free. You don't have to take any shuttles, go anywhere, the park, far out of town. Anybody can do their own thing and on their own schedule, and that's what makes it so convenient. I came here to ski in the winter, but I really stayed because the summers are so fantastic. It's spectacularly beautiful, obviously, and the mountains are so accessible. Everything is very conveniently nearby, and that is unique, I think, anywhere.
I agree with you, and let's not forget, almost no lift lines.
Almost no lift lines, yeah. That is the thing that's so much fun about Telluride. It's, it's easy to be alive.
Oh, wonderful. I think that has to be a wrap. This is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I've been speaking with Dirk De Pachter. He is a local historian, and he wears many, many other hats, entrepreneur, developer, owner, Hotel Columbia. Dirk, thanks so much for taking time out of your hectic schedule to talk with me.
You're very welcome. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.